to another episode of the Top Podcast. If you clicked on this video because of the thumbnail, congratulations, you've been clickbaited. I'm here, I'm Mike, I'm one of your hosts, and joined as always by my good buddy Rob and our mutual friend from the Discord and Valheim server, Dan. First mate Dan?
Okay, that's first mate Dan to you.
Right? Someday, oh, actually, you're already above lieutenant, so you'd have to really mess up to become Lieutenant Dan, but, you know, that game's vicious, so it could happen. How's it going, man?
Please hold. Connecting.
Wait, hold on, guys. my audio cut out and connected to my dad's car because he pulled into the driveway. So I did not hear anything you guys just said. I'm sorry.
Well, I gave you an introduction, and then I said, how's it going? And then we got no response for like 6 seconds, just long enough to be awkward. And then you came in with that. So.
Yeah, I'm like, why can't I hear them? And then I'm like, Ford EcoSport. And I'm like, gosh, man.
Your dad has got to be super confused.
Okay, I didn't even think about that. The audio probably went to his car. Oh, well.
He's like, what the? Why are they talking about my son being first mated?
Sorry, Dad, I enlisted when you were gone.
Oh, man, that is officially my new favorite introduction we've had for a guest by a mile. So this week we could not get the scheduling to work, so we're just doing a quick Saturday morning recording, and we figured we would talk about the Switch 2, because that just dropped, and we might get some views if we jump on it now. So what is everybody's first impressions of the release video?
Meh. I am whelmed.
What do you got, Dan?
You know, I think, like, the console itself looks really sweet. Like, I think it looks really nice. I hate the name. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I was hoping for something a little more exciting as well. I totally get why they did it.
Yeah, the Wii U history kind of screwed them with that. Would you have liked Super Nintendo Switch? The SNES without the E, basically.
It'd be
personally
clever.
That was the name I wanted the whole time. I knew they weren't going to do it, but like, it'd have been so good.
Let me run this by you. The Nintendo Switch Advanced, the NSA.
Ooh. I don't like that too, actually. That'd have been really good.
No, we got Switch 2.
Yeah. I mean, and at the end of the day, I think anybody who's annoyed by the name is somebody that they didn't have to market to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, you know. And so from a marketing perspective, I'm like, no, I get it. You got to make sure people know what this is. But it is super underwhelming and, you know, not as fun as you'd hope it is. But that's kind of the whole system, right? Like, it's we were talking with Andrew about this last night. This is like the first time since the Super Nintendo they've done just an incremental upgrade.
Wii U.
That hasn't been, I guess, the Wii U, but that was the point. Man, it's like I'm at B-dubs all over again.
Bam, there we go.
the gamepad, though, like, they tried to do something different. It just flopped like an MF-er. And
then I'd come back with you the 3DS and DS. It's just, or the new 3DS, because that was technically a new console. Just a little stronger.
Oh, yeah. But see, they do have a history of that with the handhelds, though.
And what is the Switch 2?
That's just it. It's like it could be either or. It
could be anything. It could be a Switch in the box.
Welcome to the surprise philosophy podcast. Nobody was expecting that. What is the Switch 2?
Am I a Switch 2?
I'm actually, though, they pressed all my buttons, like, with that release. With the exception of, I think the kickstand is way better on the OLED than what they showed in the video. It just felt way too skinny. I don't trust it, but I also never use it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it looked cool, but I'm like, that's gonna snap.
Yeah, it looked like it was gonna break if you looked at it wrong. But otherwise, bigger screen. You're talking my blind guy language right off the bat. The click in, the way the Joy-Cons click in, I am so sick of playing in handheld mode and just like one of the Joy-Cons just loses its grip, and now I'm like,
okay, well, I guess
not to drop it. And
I guess we'll start there because it's been reported as like an electromagnetic click in, mm-hmm. and honestly, I'm more worried about that falling out than, you know, over time than your physical hardware just slide it in. Like that could weaken over time, especially if it's electrical that depends on some circuitry, you know, to get true. It. And then like if you're holding it in one Joy-Con, it could the weight of it. The, you know, because your center mm-hmm. of gravity is going to be so close to that side that the whole Switch could just fall out. So I like the concept. I don't know how that's going to pan out. I don't know if there's going to be like some physical locks in it, which I feel like you need because otherwise you're just going to a lot.
If they found a way to do both, that could probably, you know, because, you know, it does seem like they go in, you know, from the outside. And so you at least have the. I don't know, like the weight seems like it'll come down on the top of the Joy-Con a little bit. So you're not sliding up and down. You're going in and out. But you're right. When you hold by one, that is terrifying, especially because I love it's like a licensed third-party controller. I don't know what it's called, but they're Joy-Cons that are basically, it's like they took an Xbox controller, cut it in half, and attached the rails to it. I love those. They're super nice. Cause your hands don't fall asleep anywhere near as fast. But... it definitely feels like you couldn't hold one of those, so that'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. And the people.
My biggest thing.
Sorry, go ahead, Dan.
Sorry, my biggest thing is like to piggyback off of what Rob was saying though is like with the electromagnetic part when you're playing with the wrist strap attachment, like when that erodes over time, are you just gonna sling it straight into your TV?
So we all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that didn't even occur to me because. I'm a bad boy, and I've never once used the wrist strap in my life.
Oh,
living on the edge.
Rebel
comment down below.
Over here.
Comment down below. Larry. Are you a bad boy like Mike? Have you used protection with your games? I also I will say the along similar lines of the you know the bigger screen. It is nice finally to have bigger controllers for all the big mm-hmm. hand people out there. Because man, those Joy-Cons just. Felt horrible
it's
in my hand.
It's not even a big hand. As a member of the Small Hands Club, I can tell you, those things are still tiny.
Yeah. If we want to get into some rumors, which a lot of the rumors have been proven right, apparently the mouse will have some, or the Switch will have some kind of like mouse function. And
yeah,
they kind of hint at that with the way they make it move like
we're
a mouse.
Sliding around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there going to be a keyboard, though?
No.
Yeah, what's the point?
And I'm like, so I'm going to have to, in the game, like I come to a shrine in Zelda, I have to click off my mouse, click it off and then drag it, I don't know. To me that just seems like...
Oh, that's going to be annoying.
But a lot of people thought the touchscreen for the DS was, you know, stupid and all that. So they could, you know, find a way to make it enjoyable.
I still think the touchscreen for the DS was stupid.
Depends on the game.
That's fair. But, alright. What else?
I like, since we're talking about the hardware, I like how they still left the bevels around it that they could just now in 5 years or 4 years just make an OLED again by removing those bevels. The same thing is the same thing they did with the Switch 1. They had like the space between the sides of the screen and the screen itself. And then for the OLED, they just got rid of it.
Gotcha.
Made it bigger. Yeah. And it is reported being an LED screen again and not an OLED.
So, I loved the OLED screen. Yeah. It was so crisp. Bring the price point down, though.
It'll bring the price point down, but I mean, it is little the hardware for the screen and display is a little worse.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that brings us right into it. I mean, all there is to do is speculate at this point, but what, like, how powerful do we think this thing's going to be?
It might be a 360 PS3.
Isn't that what the Wii or the Switch is, though? I think the Switch runs, like, place or 360. So, like, I was hoping it would bump us up to, like, if I could get a PS4 out of this thing, I'd be ecstatic.
What do you think, Dan?
So, like, looking at some of the games that are already on the OLED, I mean, you can look at, like, Assassin's Creed. All of those games were PS3, Xbox 360, and they run pretty good. And I think Arkham Knight was on the Switch recently, too, wasn't it? And that's a PS4 title. So, incrementally speaking, I feel like maybe we could hit that PS4 threshold with this new one.
It makes sense to me. Which, like, if you can get really, I just want as many ways to play Dying Light on the go as possible. That's all I want.
That already is on there, isn't it?
I'm going to have to look into that, because that would legitimately Mike be a game changer for me. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
See ya.
I think the games will look better, because also it's reportedly having DLSS, which means nothing if you're not into like the computer side of things. So that'll at least like make shading and everything look better.
Oh, nice.
So I think the base graphics will stay the same, but shading does a lot. Like, that was the big leap between Xbox One and Series X, was, you know, that style thing. So I think it will look better, but I'm not expecting to be blown out of the way. Yeah. And I think it'll be a little higher processing power, so your Tears of Kingdoms and Breath of the Wilds won't be so choppy anymore.
That's the other thing. Like, if it makes Switch games work how they're supposed to, that's not nothing.
I don't think it's going to fix Pokemon.
That's the big one that I was thinking of. I haven't played it because I heard enough that I was like, eh.
That was fun.
Also, I'm still in a Pokemon burnout phase, so at some point I'm gonna want to play him again. But
it's
right
a lot
now,
better
I'm
than
like,
Sword and Shield.
Well, I've heard that's not hard to do. Although the Raven thing in Sword and Shield, the bird Pokemon, looked super cool
Corviknight?
For that generation. Yeah.
You can get it in Scarlet and Violet, so don't you worry.
Oh, thank you. I was terrified.
I know.
Price point. What do you think?
$399.99.
That's what I'm hoping
for.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be $400.
Because I heard somebody whisper $500, and I was like, that's what it cost me to get a freaking PS5. I'm not putting PS5 money into a Switch.
Well, it also, like, so the Switch came out in 2017, and I did the inflation calculator. It was $300 at launch, and that is about, you know, $390 in today's money.
Okay, so that feels
makes
fair.
Makes sense. That math checks out.
Mm-hmm.
They're charging us $10 more for this thing?
Those
outrageous.
Jerks. Well, it's got the bigger screen. You gotta pay for it somewhere.
Fair enough. Well, honestly, what do you think of the aesthetics? Because they're kind of boring, but, like, I also kind of like them.
Yeah. I think they're simple, but I like the accent colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I won't like it when I have a different color Joy-Con than, you know, the classic red and more. Now it's more of an orangish pink, like a salmon-y color. But I like the base thing. I like the underneath the Joy-Con or the stick, which hopefully doesn't drift. But, you know, we'll see.
Well, and that's something I've heard is that there's the point where they show the stick do like a 360. You know, like it turns around, and it was like. Is that supposed to be alluding to, like, hey, we fixed the drift? Like, people have gotten really hardcore into, like, trying to break this thing down.
I mean, it is a problem on the other one.
Right?
Some people, I know people that have gone, like, 5 or 6 Joy-Cons in a couple years.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't buy first-party Joy-Cons because they're just outrageously expensive and they break 6 months later.
They are.
It's like $60 for one.
I think it's $80.
Yep. That's
for two tiny little things.
Yeah, no, that makes me want to vomit.
And then you get into the designer color ones, and those are even more like the special edition ones. I was like,
And honestly, the OLED ones again, though, like the OLED, I loved everything about that system aesthetically. Like the white with the black accents, it goes so well next to the PS5. Like it's just a perfect like. I like the black and white.
I like the Tears of Kingdom OLED. But what do you guys think that that top USB-C is for? I've heard some speculation, but do you guys have any thoughts on that?
I think it's just a more comfortable charging location. That's the idea.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I think I agree with you on that one. That's definitely like maybe alternative spots, but I also heard somebody say maybe that could be a way to plug into the TV without needing the dock. Like, maybe you're at a hotel or something.
But then they can get money for you buying another dock if it breaks.
That's true.
I like
that would be. I like the idea of link cables again, personally.
There you go. I mean, they are bringing a lot of old stuff back, you know. Like, inside the Switch controllers is, like, I don't know. I forget the hardware, but, like, people are like, oh, we're going to have to blow in that, too, when it clicks because it's not going to. It's like old controllers, like an N64 or, you know, NES controller. You're going to have to blow into it because dirt gets in it. It's like, don't blow your controllers, guys. It's like, well, no, it works. Yeah, I think I've heard the most that it's just something you can charge the top now when you're like not docked, so if you have the kickstand out. But I could also see, yeah, being accessories and things like that.
Yeah.
Be a good idea.
It's for, you plug in the little nightlight, like back with the Game Boy. Drains your battery faster, but you get that little... half our audience is not going to know what that means.
So do you think these controllers are going to be $100 then? Or $90? I could see them giving a price hike because it does more and the bigger.
Yeah. I could definitely see that, like, $20 bump.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
See, that's the... See, I'm going to be looking for those third-party...
Oh, here's the real...
Nice, big, hefty ones, because that was one of my other favorite things, is, like, they... Because the third-party ones didn't link... like, you couldn't use them if they weren't specifically connected to the Switch, then you could just leave them on there, and you could have your Joy-Cons floating as, like, an open controller. Also, I didn't hate the third-party controllers.
No.
Or, you know, the Nintendo licensed third-party wired controllers. They weren't, you know, amazing, but they were fine. I liked them.
I'm mad that they still are keeping the Nintendo Switch button layout just to be contrarian, it feels like.
Oh, A and B and X and Y being swapped with the Xbox controller. Yeah, it's gotten to the point where I don't know where anything is if it's not a PlayStation controller anymore. And even then, I've become shaky on where circle versus square is. Like, I can't just know anymore.
Mm-hmm. Dan, what do you think? Oh, go ahead. You can finish that thought.
I was just going to say, I fail so many cute QuickTime events on games that are ported from the Xbox because of that exact thing. Like, I'm really tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm bad at QuickTime events anyway, so you start making me not know where the buttons are, and I'm like, ugh. It's not good.
Dan, what do you think of this mystical C button is, or will be? It's a lot of speculation.
Yeah, so we kind of touched on that a little before we got started here today, and I honestly think that's kind of where we're headed towards, is it's a social button, kind of like you got on PlayStation. Like, maybe there's going to be some kind of new feature or application where you can more easily share screenshots, because my knowledge on the Nintendo Switch right now, there's not really a clean way to share screenshots and videos with your friends, is there, other than just, like, downloading them and putting them on another platform?
No. Yeah, I think there's, like, an app or something that nobody uses.
Okay. Nintendo Switch phone app is awful.
Yeah, it's, like, it's terrible. So they got room to clean it up. Honestly, if they could... I'm technologically illiterate. I hate getting stuff set up on my computer. And the ease with which I'm able to stream from the PS5 is such a pain. So if you could stream at the click of a button from the Switch 2, that would be awesome.
I don't know. Nintendo's very, like, they barely let people make YouTube videos of their content.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair. Yeah, I don't see it happening, but that would be huge.
It's weird. They actually took a step back. Wii U had, like, the Miiverse, and it wasn't great, but it was definitely better for sharing, you know, photos and videos, and then you could also, like, draw stuff and post that, so it was, like, it was a little bit better, definitely better than what we had on the Switch, but I'll be interested to see if they're going back to that, and, like, are they going to, like, do achievements now, finally, in the, you know, in the 2020s, are we finally getting Switch achievements or something like that? I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Pandora's box right there.
Yep.
For achievement art.
But I was going to move the conversation on, so if you guys got anything else to say,
go for it. While you were talking about the app, can they just, like, integrate voice chat into the console for once instead of just putting it on the amazing app?
You're going to have to buy a microphone accessory like the Wii and plug it in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, and that's what Discord's for. What do we think about Mario Kart 9?
Yeah, that's what I was going to move to. I mean, the maps looked a lot bigger, but I'm going to be honest, Mario Kart 8 is my favorite Mario Kart, so I don't know if we'll see how it does.
And there's so much of, I mean, yeah, you will be able to play Mario Kart 8 on the Switch 2, because we got backwards compatibility, which is fantastic.
Asterisk.
Asterisk?
So, yeah, so they said that not all games will be backwards compatible, but most people take that as if you need the old Joy-Con, so like Ring or whatever, you know, something like that, where it requires the old smaller Joy-Con, you won't be able to play that game because that Joy-Con isn't compatible. Sure. So no, I was
okay. I was like, listen, man, I got a lot of random indie games on my Switch.
I like how you can even import your digital games. That is, that's nice. I'm surprised.
That is nice. Honestly, I don't know why I assumed that was going to be a feature, because what a dumb thing to assume. But it's nice to be right.
I wish that would have worked for the Wii U and the 3DS, but you know, hey. Right.
Oh my goodness, that's something to think about, though, is are they going to start bringing new hardware, quote unquote, new emulators, I guess, into Nintendo Switch Online?
They could have done it with the Switch, so
that's fair.
I'll believe it when I see it with Nintendo.
Oh man, I want some 3DS games to make their way to Switch so bad. Really, it's just Metroid 2, but you know.
Well, they even made some Switch games that were just ports of 3DS games, so it's like they could have done it. Like one of the Monster Hunter games was a 3DS port.
Yeah, like one of the Donkey Kong games.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yep.
Dan, what do you want to see from Mario Kart 9?
You know, we've had Mario Kart 8 for a really long time, so I think the expectations are a little high here, and I know they've talked about some kind of big twist is going to be coming in Mario Kart 9. Everybody's like, what does that mean? So I've heard some pretty interesting ideas people have had. Is like, what if this is like a open world Mario Kart, like Forza Horizon or something like that, which is very ambitious for Nintendo. But if you could do something like that and you're not restricted to just linear courses, I think that'd be kind of cool, even if it was its own mode and not necessarily the entire game.
Yeah. I mean, Diddy Kong Racing and Crash Team Racing had like the open world kind of explore and find courses format, and it was awesome.
I would like that as a ton of fun. A game mode. I don't think I'd like that as the main game.
Like if it was like a single player campaign, but you could still just boot up multiplayer with your friends and just race.
Yeah. I didn't realize
just how those games did it.
It's going to be 11 years since we have had a new Mario Kart.
Dang.
Come on, 2014.
Wow. That's wild.
Oh, whole generation right there.
Yeah, it's kind of like we were talking about Smash Bros. Last night, and it was like, how do you do more than that? It's like, what do you do to Mario Kart 9 to make it different enough that... But then again, I mean, the Switch 2 doesn't look that different from the Switch, so maybe it's just, here's more.
Yeah. And one thing I heard about Mario Kart 8 that a lot of people are speculating on is like a 24-person race.
Yeah, because there's 24 spots on the grid in the trailer.
Oh, was there? I didn't count it out. So yeah, I guess that's more than just a speculation at this point. Imagine how many blue shells wild. They're going to be for... Unless they'd probably scale it back, because there's no way you could have, like, you know, 8 through 20 freaking 4 getting blue shells, and that just wouldn't be
fun. Yeah, blue shells would be like... Yeah, because it used to be 8, so now things that were 8 will be for the bottom 3. And
then there's
like,
12. And
yeah.
They're going to need a lot more characters, I feel like.
Yeah. If they just call it Mario Kart Ultimate, that would make my day.
There you go. Well, I guess they have started porting... They started in 8, started porting characters from other franchises, like Link and Isabelle and the Villager and all that, so... Wouldn't be too out of the ordinary.
That'd be kind of cool. What are your big wish list items for the Switch 2 itself, whether it be games or hardware or whatever?
It's just Smash and Zelda for me. Return to form Zelda, specifically.
Oh my gosh, yes. That ain't gonna happen. But
spoiler,
it'd be nice.
That's when I would buy the Switch 2.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, we can just roll those two things into one. What do you want to see that would make it... That would, like, what would be the thing that gets you to buy the Switch 2? Because right now I'm on the fence already.
My biggest thing is, I know there was a lot of speculation and rumors from Microsoft about porting Halo to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally really liking Halo on the Xbox, I'm like, hey, if I can play Xbox on the road,
or like pretty much anywhere I want, that would be amazing. And if the Switch 2 is going to be the thing to do that, absolutely.
That's fair.
Here's...
Yeah, and the like for Rob, it's got to just be exclusives though, because you got the Steam Deck.
So. And I was going to bring that up. I told Becca about that, and she's like, "Oh, I got a Steam Deck now. I don't actually care." And it's like, you could get a refurbished Steam Deck for $350, and it's been like refurbished by Steam, has a warranty and all that. And with that, you can. I've just read that you can like kind of backdoor access, takes a little bit thing, but there's YouTube videos. You can get Game Pass on the Switch, the Steam Deck, and the Steam Deck is basically just it's a better Switch. You can it's an emulating machine. Allegedly, I actually haven't gotten to it yet. Allegedly, but you can like I think you can emulate Switch games on the Steam Deck and everything, and it's about the same price point.
But I know somebody who does to get some Japanese games.
It feels a lot sturdier, and you can dock it. You can buy a dock, so. I'm kind of with Becca.
It's basically step their game up.
Just
really bring the originals hard.
Just the originals, yeah. I'd be for Nintendo exclusives, which if you're buying a Switch for third-party exclusives that are on like an Xbox, most likely you should just buy the Xbox one. Sorry, Dan, but I guess the old Halo
that's a very, very valid point, honestly.
You might have just saved Dan $400.
There you go. Because if you had $400, you're like, I got this, I want to play Halo, you could, wait a month, save an extra $100, or get a Steam Deck, because they have most of the Halos on there, or, buy an Xbox, or get the Series S.
Are they making a portable Xbox?
Supposedly. It's so, Xbox, they're kind of just all over the place. They're kind of moving away to, like, almost like a streaming thing, where it's like, because I don't know if you saw the commercials, like, this is an Xbox, this is an Xbox, so... You can play with Game Pass Ultimate. You can play Xbox on your phone, and their streaming games actually works very well. But there's been rumor that you could stream games on Switch as well, like the Switch 2, because Nintendo and game and Xbox have been getting pretty cozy recently.
They have been.
So
And cloud is already possible on the regular Switch, because I think isn't Assassin's Creed Odyssey playable on cloud on Switch right now?
Yeah, there's a few games. I don't know which ones they are, but I know there's some games that you can just only play the streaming version.
I've seen Scott the Waz has been pretty vocal about those. As someone who likes physical media, he's pretty mad about it.
I love me some Scott the Waz. He never gets brought up on this channel, but he's a beast.
The only downside from him is he's from Ohio.
Ooh, yeah. But I don't think even he likes that, so
no,
it's okay.
He takes shots at him. So. Yeah, so for me... Those killer exclusives. That has to be it.
For me, it's going to be specs and price point, because there's enough exclusives that I'm already interested in being able to play those. So, like, that's a simple thing. But at this point, I'm thinking about going PC. And so it just, once you get PC, then it becomes, I have PC and I have Nintendo. And, like, because they are so isolationist. So it's just a matter of, is this thing going to be powerful enough to make it worth, are they going to be able to have a good enough jump in games? Because Steam Deck is where I'm leaning, but there's just part of me that's like, but I kind of want that. I just want to have it.
You can get an OLED Steam Deck. It's a little more expensive, but you can get one if you really like the OLED. Right.
Yeah, so there's some soul searching I need to do to decide if I'm going to get it or not. So
well, my recommendation would be get a Steam Deck now and then, save up a little bit more and maybe on a sale or something, get the Switch 2. Because right now all we know is Mario Kart 9 is releasing with it. And usually Nintendo releases like 3 or 4 games at first.
Yeah.
Now they could be killers like Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild. But so far with just Mario Kart 9, in my opinion, that's not enough to spend. $460 or $70, because they've even started bumping up the $70, $470. Because you could
you gotta buy a game.
Yeah, and with your Steam Deck, you already have your full Steam library. But
that's true. Well, your Switch 2, you have most of your.
That's true. Your Switch 1 library. Have that as well. So,
but at this point, most of my Steam or most of my Switch library is on my PlayStation or Steam. So,
do you like to rebuy games? Do you?
Away. Unfortunately, yeah, I've bought so many copies of Hollow Knight, it's ridiculous.
Dan, what do you want? Like any games or series you want them to pick up?
Are you talking third party?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I kind of touched on it before, but, like, I'm a really big Assassin's Creed fan also. If we could see more titles of those come up, because we've really just been restricted to the 360 and PS3 era titles, I'd love to get a chance to replay some of those on a handheld. You know, it's more of a novelty for me personally to be able to replay those. To your point, you were saying you can already do that with the Steam Deck, but, I mean, is the Steam Deck playable offline is the other question I had.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that works out too.
Yeah, that's my big complaint with the PlayStation Portal. I like it, but it's restricted to the quality of internet you have, and that can get frustrating from time to time.
I also would like to see a better battery life on the Switch too. Not that I, you know, really played it portable, but it'd just be nice to have more. Do you guys play docked or portable mostly?
I'm almost purely portable.
Handheld all the time.
I'm always docked, so. Maybe that's why it burns the battery out.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I know it was a shorter one, but it has been a logistical nightmare this week, and this is all we could muster up. So if you liked it, go ahead and give us a like, drop a comment, let us know. Just answer all the questions. Let us know.
Do you wrap up your controllers?
No, I don't have cables for any of my controllers anymore. But you let us know what you do. You know, feed the algorithm. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple or any of those others, go ahead and give us a 5-star. If it's on Spotify, there's comments now. I've seen them. So go ahead and do that. And until next time, peace.
That's my line.
You don't have a copyright on peace.
Yes, I do.
That's
it just
Jesus.
It just passed this morning.
Breaking news.